Hello and welcome to Trust and Evil.
I'm Bryony.
And I'm Sam.
And we are on the final Lucy Letby case today, which is episode 46, series 3.
Yeah, other than the verdict isn't in yet.
No, but we'll just post that on our page.
Yeah, we will let you guys know what happens there, obviously. Yeah.
Or someone on our page will post it, no doubt.
Yeah, for sure.
But if not, I'll post it. I have been looking, but the jury is still out, still deciding. So there's not a lot we can do about that.
Yeah, and there's loads of evidence to go over, isn't there? So I guess it's good they're taking their time. Frustrating, because we want to know, but...
Yeah, I know. I think the thing that's done it is the air embolism. I reckon that's the thing that's... I mean, obviously, we're biased.
Yeah.
We're not good podcasters. we don't say fair things.
No, we don't say fair
but
things.
But what I will say is... Obviously, I'm doing this from court transcript. So, I mean, it's all about Lucy. What do you want me to do? Just make up shit. Do you know what I mean?
Make up things so you support her more.
Yeah, I know. If you were like, oh, are you just assuming she's guilty? I'm like, well, I mean, I'm just reading what the court's saying. I mean, and they assume she's guilty. So, you know, they are trying to convict her of multiple murders.
Yeah.
So it's not really going to be a fair trial, is it?
As we say, guys, like, have your own opinions, do your own research. We only tell you what we find out. And yeah, we form opinions on that, based purely on that. So you don't have to agree with us at the end of the day. It's just, that's what we think.
Yeah, and I can't help it. It comes across that I feel like she's guilty.
Mm.
That's my personal opinion.
And even if she's found innocent, you're still entitled to your belief that she's guilty.
Exactly. I mean, obviously she is still innocent until proven guilty at the moment.
In the eyes of the law.
Yeah, but in the eyes of the evidence, I just feel like if you look at all the evidence, and people are assuming it on like 3 episodes, say, we've still got another, I don't know how many babies we've got. Hold on. 14. 3 babies. 4 babies. 3 or 4 babies to go through.
It's incredibly sad, isn't it? But something was happening to these babies, and it does look like Lucy was doing it. Even if she is found innocent, that's sort of where we are with it, isn't it?
Yeah,
me at the moment, I don't know this case much. Obviously, I haven't researched it because I knew you were.
Yeah, and I didn't know a lot about it until I started researching. I started like sort of halfway through the trial because I knew it was going to be a massive trial.
Yeah.
But it's been a lot longer than what they said. I think they said it was going to be...
6 or 7 months, wasn't it?
No, I think they said it was going to be like 5 months, maybe, or 4 months, maybe. But they did have a lot of bank holidays, and there was like juries that were ill.
Yeah.
It's like one juror that was ill 1 week and then another juror that was ill the next week, and it adds up. And with bank holidays, sometimes if you have Friday, and they've got Saturday, Sunday, and Monday off.
So, yeah, it has taken.
For God knows how long.
Yeah, she was, wasn't she?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that didn't really help her.
No. So, there you go. I do think it's right. They are taking their time to go through everything properly. You know, at least then, no matter what the verdict is, you can say it's fair. They've done their due diligence.
I can't even say it. Yeah, that's true. They have. Yeah, of course they have. Yeah, they must have. I wouldn't want to be any of those.
No. But with cases like this, you know, there are court transcripts out there. So go and have a look at them. Make up your own minds.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, obviously... It is all about Lucy, and there is bits that I haven't put in because it will just make it so long.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's evidence that I haven't really said about because it just
makes it too long.
Really relevant. Well, it is.
It's
what
everything's relevant, isn't it? But you're trying to sort of condense it into the big facts, I guess.
Yeah, and it's been a lot. I thought we'd do it in like 3 cases, and it hasn't worked out that way.
Yeah. You could have probably done it in 7 or 8.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Could have made it a lot longer. Yeah. Right, let's start then, because otherwise people get pissed off of us. All right, so I want to recap on some events and bring some new events that I haven't shared with you. Okay, so it's going to be like a bit of new stuff. I'm going to go over some old stuff just to make sure everyone thinks she's guilty. In court, Lucy's barrister asked if Lucy had been identified, meaning she was the suspect. Doctors claim it was an association and other colleagues had noticed.
So he's asking people that worked there.
Yeah, so the barrister's asking doctors and things. The doctors that suspected Lucy, he's asking them if she was being suspected, and they just say, well, basically, it was just an association, meaning, you know, she was associated with a lot of babies that were dying.
She was there, like...
Yeah, and they noticed it a long, long time ago, remember, because they went... I think I've put it in this one, but I mean, they tried to get people to listen.
Yeah, you did say that in one of the last ones. Yeah. That sort of concerns were raised. Yeah,
exactly. In October 2015, doctors did go to management to support the suspicions around Lucy, and they were told not to make a fuss. The director of nursing was informed nothing was done. They no longer work for the hospital at all now. Now I wonder if they were sacked.
Yeah, I would imagine. It depends, I guess, when they didn't leave.
I can't find out much about them.
If they didn't leave first, I imagine that was fireable, enough to get them fired.
Oh, 100%. I mean, surely it'd be enough to get anyone fired.
Well, yeah.
I mean, they're going and saying there's loads
of news. Oh, we said this last time, didn't we? Any accusations like that, even if you don't think there's a shred of truth, they should all be looked into.
Yeah, 100%. Exactly. And this should have been done a long time ago. But I think the problem is the hospital were worried about their reputation and how they look.
Yeah, it's all about money, funds, politics.
And now look at them. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I would be panicking like hell if I actually birth in the hospital.
Yeah. And the sad thing is, it's probably an okay hospital. Yeah. There's probably a million lovely staff in there. Yeah. But this one has sort of tainted it.
Yeah, exactly. Lucy is said to have used air to inject into babies, causing them to become unwell. She is accused of harming babies with physical violence. One doctor recalled how, after being told by another nurse she was going to inform parents about the baby's progress and Lucy was watching the baby, he'd become very uneasy and said, "I will admit it seemed illogical. Nurse A told me she was going and Lucy was there. I felt extremely uncomfortable. You can call me hysterical, you can call me irrational, but that's how I felt. The reasonable part of me told me to stop being so ridiculous. The thought kept coming back in my head. I walked into the nursery, and as I walked in, Lucy was stood there by the baby's cot. The baby's sats were in the 80s. Continuing to drop. I looked at her and asked what was happening. She said she was having a desaturation." And that was, I think I've actually put that in another case, and that was when he then said, so then the barrister office said, "Well, what happened next?" And he was like, "Well, we just went into professional mode."
Yeah. So again, this person sort of reasonably, they've got their sense of head like, no, people wouldn't do that. Because you do think that, don't you?
Yeah.
But they had that gut feeling, and as we always say, trust your bloody gut, because they were right in this instance.
Yeah, exactly. And he's gone in there and witnessed her just stood there. And there was a thing, wasn't there, where they say,
you said they just stand there and see if they right themselves, don't
yeah
you?
But like the actual defense actually stood there and counted like however many seconds that, and they were like, how could you stand there with a newborn baby
it's that long?
And not even just a newborn baby that's prem. And yeah, he'd counted. And I think that to me would be really like condemning if you had to sit there and
10
count.
Seconds. I mean, I don't know how long they counted.
I don't know how long. I should have, I probably.
But 10
probably
seconds is
case.
A long time. You think in your head, oh, 10 seconds isn't that long. But if you actually stop and count to 10, it is quite a long.
Yeah.
It's longer than you think.
Especially if you're doing seconds, you'll go 1, 2, 3, 4. But actually it's not. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4. Then yeah, so I see what you mean. Doctors were asking for meetings for Lucy to be taken off the ward, and they were ignored. Now we're going to talk about the last few babies in this case. So baby 14 in this case. Baby 14 was a baby boy born 6 weeks early in June. He was 3 pounds 3 ounces. He didn't need any help. After birth, he was delivered by planned C-section because doctors were worried he wasn't growing properly. His mother was a carrier of haemophilia, and it was said that her baby had haemophilia.
Right.
And this is usually an inherited bleeding disorder in which the blood does not clot properly. This can lead to spontaneous bleeding, as well as bleeding following injuries or surgeries. So the problem is this baby was born and they think he has got haemophilia. So that's a worry.
Yeah.
He's prem anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is, like I said before, like these, not that I'm sticking out for, but these babies were born with health
They are
problems.
Sick babies, aren't they? And they are high risk, hence the reason they're there in the first
place. Yeah, not all of them. You had that one baby that wasn't prem and a good way, you know, but yeah, most of them have got problems. After the birth, baby 14 was put in nursery run. He had a few problems with his breathing and they thought he might have an infection, so he was put on antibiotics. He was also jaundiced and was receiving treatment. Newborn jaundice includes your baby's skin turning yellow whites of their eyes, mouth, hands and feet turning yellow. This can be quite common in prem babies, and it's not really normally that serious, is it?
Yeah, it can be. My eldest was jaundiced because he was forceps delivery, so it's bruising. And they said because of the bruising, it made him jaundiced. So for him, it wasn't serious for him. They just said sort of stick him outside for a bit.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Normally it's not actually that serious.
Yeah, and I think it depends what's causing it. It could be a multitude of things. But yeah, it can. I mean, you can die. It is a serious thing, but as long as it's monitored.
Right, okay. Yeah, I've never, none of mine have been jaundiced. So I know nothing about it.
It can be very serious. And like I said, there's all different causes for it as well. So it depends what the cause is. I know a lot of people with kidney failure and things like that go jaundiced because things aren't working properly.
Well, adults, you mean?
And babies.
Oh, okay.
And children.
Okay, so Lucy came on shift 6 hours after baby 14 was born. She wasn't his nurse. She was in nursery 4 looking after 2 babies. She texted colleagues and said they had a baby with haemophilia and she didn't know much about it. She said she was going to Google it. At 1 a.m, the nurse looking after baby 14 went on break. He asked the nurse to look after baby 14, but he did say he can't remember what nurse he asked.
Right.
Now that to me is, I know it was a long time ago, but if, I don't know, I just feel like, should you not remember who you asked?
But then a long time ago and there's different nurses. You think how many shifts or hours he's there a week, how many nurses he sees come in and out.
Yeah, I suppose. You know, yeah, obviously you have one or two breaks each time.
If you'd have asked him 2 weeks after the fact, he probably would have remembered.
Yeah, true. Yeah, but this baby was poorly, so surely you'd remember that.
They're all poorly though, aren't they? That's the thing.
Soon after this nurse looking after baby 14 left, baby 14 started screaming. His skin looked all discoloured. Baby 14 needed a few minutes of oxygen via a mask before he recovered. After this and over the next 12 days, baby 14 was doing well. He moved down the rooms, getting better every day. June the 14th, the parents were told that they would be able to take baby 14 home the following day. Can you imagine being those parents? Like, obviously... friend baby.
I'm guessing they didn't take the baby home then.
Well, I'm not going to tell you that. You have to wait and see. Yeah, I can't tell you everything. You have to wait and see. Okay. Lucy was on a day shift on June the 15th. Lucy went to see baby 14 and then moments later he collapsed. Both nurses in the room started neopuffing.
What's that?
Neopuffing is basically just an oxygen mask. Right. And then it's one of those little squeegee things.
Oh, so it's manual. Yeah.
They moved baby 14 to nursery 1 to put him on a ventilator to help with his breathing. The registrar that was on duty that day happened to be the one that Lucy was friendly with.
Mm-hmm.
The registrar put in the tube in baby 14 said he saw blood at the back of his throat and he couldn't see where the entry of his airway was and the throat looked swollen. Or his throat was swollen, should I say.
Has this been the case in another baby? I can't remember.
Do you know what? I'd like to say yeah, but I can't honestly remember probably.
There was something ringing a bell.
There's been a lot of them that have been put on oxygen though, or ventilators. So without going back and looking, I couldn't 100% tell you.
Okay.
He tried 3 times, but gave up. They gave him oxygen by a mask. Lucy was assigned to look after him. She called his parents and said that in the night, baby 14 had been unwell and is now in nursery 1. And obviously they know that sicker babies are in nursery 1.
They've
been there long enough, you know. Now, the night staff said that baby 14 had been unwell in the night and was going to be screened for an infection. He also had dips in his oxygen levels, his skin looked mottled, and they had stopped his milk feeds. So as soon as, like, you know, they've stopped the milk feed, you know that they're really poorly.
Yeah.
This is a problem. In fact, the nurse on the night shift texted Lucy and said baby 14 looked like shit. And then I've literally put, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm like, why would you text that as a nurse? Oh, yeah, it looks like shit.
Looks like shit.
And it wouldn't be like baby 14. It'd be like, whatever the baby's name is, looks like shit.
There's nicer ways of going around it.
At 2:50 p.m, baby 14 deteriorated again. His oxygen levels and his heart rate dropped. Lucy also reported in her notes that 3 mL of blood was removed from his feeding tube in his nose. Doctors were called and oxygen was given and he improved.
Do we know, is it normal to have blood in the feeding tube? I'm assuming not.
No, not normal at all, no. He did try to put a breathing tube down baby 14's throat, but he also was unsuccessful. He said that the swelling was something he'd never seen before.
Mm.
The consultant was called to also help. He tried to insert the tube, but also failed. Another doctor was there also, tried So we have four different doctors all failing to insert this tube.
And this is because it was swollen.
Well, this is what they're saying, right? But the problem we've got here is her defence are going to say, which I do believe in some degree, that some of these babies were too poorly for them to look after. Now, right. This baby maybe a little bit different because he was going home.
So he was on the mend.
But they didn't have the expertise, and I'm not dissing any of these doctors, but there's different hospitals that have got
the experts in that specific thing.
And they weren't supposed to take babies under a certain age, and they were taking them, and because there was, but then again, there was no other beds.
Yeah.
So they sort of had to take them.
You can't deny them care because there's nowhere else for them to go.
Exactly. This hospital they should go to has not got no beds, so they're like, well, you've got to take them.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like catch-22, isn't it? Yeah. So the senior consultant was called and he tried but also failed. He asked two and his sis to try and they failed. They put a temporary breathing tube and a mask into baby 14's upper airway to ensure he was getting oxygen. Now, is your upper airway through your nose?
I guess so.
I would say so, wouldn't you?
I'd imagine, but it all goes down the same, as if it's your mouth or your nose, it's all down your throat, isn't
but
it?
But you're not getting as much oxygen through your nose.
I don't know. The only other way I would know is sort of doing a trach, which is through your throat.
Yeah, I do feel like they do this on one of the babies. It might even be this baby, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I don't know where your upper airways are. We'll probably get someone moaning about that.
We ain't not no a doctor.
We have seven doctors all failing to get a tube in this poor baby. Can you imagine as well, the stress this baby's going to get? Because even at that young age, something going down your throat, your body tries to sort of
reject it. And it's got to be awful. And I imagine the baby, if it's not getting enough oxygen and whatnot, it's probably feeling really rough as well.
Exactly. Doctors have phoned Alder Hey Children's Hospital and they had agreed to send over two of their most experienced intensive care doctors and an ears, nose and throat surgeon to help.
Yeah.
They also spoke about a
tracheostomy.
That is what you were on about.
Yeah, through your throat.
I knew it was mentioned somewhere. So yeah, so they also spoke about that. Oh, and then I've actually put it, tracheostomy. How would you say it?
Tracheostomy.
What you said.
They just call it a trach. When I was working in the hospital, they just used to call it a trach.
Is an opening surgically created through the neck into the trachea windpipe to allow air to fill in the lungs.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm a doctor now. Baby 14 collapsed again at 7:43 PM, just as the team of Old Hay Hospital arrived. They gave him a shot of adrenaline and another shot at 7:47. And then again at 7:50, and then a third one at 7:53, but he didn't respond. Aww. Lucy was not charged with baby 14's collapse at 7:40. So that's one thing that she wasn't. I don't know why. Maybe they can't place
not
her.
Enough evidence or
no,
something.
No, but if she's responsible for any of the other ones,
stands to reason.
Yeah, exactly. It's a shame, isn't it? They can't get her on that, but then that's how it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
A doctor that was from Old Hay Hospital attempted to insert the breathing tube and he managed to insert the tube. This did help, but baby 14 needed three more doses of adrenaline and by 8:09, baby 14 started to stabilise.
Okay, good.
I know. Can I just say well done to the Countess for reaching out to Old Hay Hospital because I do think as a hospital, it would be a bit embarrassing to have to reach, in a sense, to have to reach out.
Yeah, I get what
seven doctors have tried and we can't do it.
I get what you're saying, but you'd like to think that that would just be standard practice.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is sometimes it wouldn't be. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like you've got police forces, haven't you, that won't accept help.
Because
it's just
I do see what you're saying, but
so I just put that in because I thought, well done for them for doing that. And for realising that they needed to do that.
Oh, yeah, they're out of their depth.
Yeah. After all this, Lucy told the parent she stayed an extra hour and gave baby 14's mum a cuddle. It was said that Lucy had recommended that baby 14 to be christened. And I will say that they do offer this to parents and Lucy was his nurse at the time. So
She would be the person that says all this.
Yeah, so that was obviously mentioned in court.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they have got to look at it and think, actually, all nurses did this.
Yeah. Is she doing things that are unusual or is this just standard
practice? Yeah, and it is just standard practice, I feel like. Now, I want to go back a little to the night of the 14th. So that night, the night before all of this happened, it was said that baby 14 was ill. They were screening for infections and his blood level was falling. You can't ignore this, but we also have a history of Lucy being around a baby and suddenly becoming ill.
Mm.
This was Lucy's seventh day shift. It was her last shift before she went to Ibiza on holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Did she harm him the day before? The prosecution is saying that the airway was the prosecution is saying the air was injected into baby 14.
So another one of the, like, those
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Right. This is what caused him to become really poorly.
Okay.
Baby 14 was moved to Alder Hey and he recovered quickly. He was discharged 10 days later. He did suffer a few episodes where he stopped breathing. He was admitted back into the hospital and they did test him but couldn't find anything. He's gone on to live a healthy life and he's now 7 years old.
Yay.
Yeah, I know. It's nice, isn't it?
It's nice to have like a happy story.
But it's just difficult. If you look at that, if you look at it as a whole, obviously they can't, like, he did have episodes of stopping breathing afterwards, but was this the cause?
Yeah.
Was this because?
Because of what?
Of the air that was injected into him.
Yeah.
Like, if the other babies that had air injected into him survived, did they?
What
have
would have
similar...
been the long term ramifications of that? Yeah.
So, you know, and this is why this air embolism is such a
dicey sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's, you've really got to prove it. Like I said, there's like one paper, I think, on it.
Yeah. So there's no research out there, really.
No, not as far as I'm aware, there isn't.
I mean, you think, I mean, completely different situation, but all the research that goes into cancer and that, and we still can't cure it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no research into this air embolism bar one paper.
Yeah, exactly. During this time, the hospital lead consultant asked if Lucy could be removed from the ward, and he was denied this request. So again, you've got somebody else asking, like, and they're not saying, we think maybe they're being like, can we just remove her? Just get rid of her? Like, something's
going
on here.
Yeah, something's very fishy here. Don't trust it.
Yeah, exactly. So now we're going to move on to baby 15. Baby 15 was a triplet, and they were very rare as they were identical. This happens in 1 in 2 million births.
Crikey.
And they were conceived naturally as well, which is
very unusual. Yeah.
Yeah. Lucy is accused of harming two of the brothers. The boys were born at 33 weeks at the end of June.
That's a good gestation for
triplets. Yeah, I know, exactly. Baby 15 was 4 pounds 9 ounces. Baby 16 was 7 pounds. Baby 16 was 4 pounds 7 ounces. Yeah. And the last baby was 4 pounds 2 ounces. So really good weight.
Yeah, not
really,
bad weights at all.
Really amazing weights. Oh, I put that. I'm like, I'm going right off. But, and they, like I said, it was unusual because they were all identical. So it was very unusual. All three boys went to the unit to be monitored, but were said to be doing well. On 23rd of June, baby 15 and baby 16, also another baby, was in nursery two. They were being looked after by Lucy and a student nurse. This was Lucy's first day shift back after her holiday.
Right.
The other brothers were in nursery one. The other brother, sorry, was in nursery one.
So he's a bit more high risk.
Yeah, maybe. It didn't... But, I mean, they were all said to be doing really well.
Okay.
It's a shame that they split them up, really, as well, because you think that they would all stay together.
Yeah, but I guess if one needs more medical attention, then they've got to be where they need to be.
True. At around 8 a.m, baby 15 was being given some breathing support. He was being given milk and was active and alert. A registrar that also checked over baby 15 said in their notes that there were no concerns. Now, the doctor that Lucy had a close friendship with...
might have been having a thing?
I mean, I don't want to say they were because he's got a wife, but definitely
but possibly.
You wait till you read some of the messages. Like, you're like...
Right, so it's like, yeah.
Yeah, so... totally lost me now, hold on. So it's the one Lucy had a close friendship with. He was working as well, and Lucy and the doctor were texting. Now the prosecution think that Lucy may have harmed some of the babies to get the doctor on the unit, which I completely agree with.
Yeah.
So I will read you some of the text messages.
Okay.
Doctor messaged her, clinic with a sad face. Lucy messaged back, boo. Doctor, I thought something similar with a wink. Lucy, are you here this aft? Which is this afternoon. Doctor, yeah, I'm back after clinic. Lucy, have fun. My student is glued to me. Doctor, oh, could be a challenge. This is what my morning looks like. Lucy, how exciting. Doctor, no, it's a load of... Lucy, Now, but rubbish that you couldn't stay on NMU. I forgot my sandwich. Can I go home? Still in holiday mode. Doctor, there is a cheese roll you're welcome to. Probably not. Would you like me to write you a note? Lucy can't stay at work today because ... Lucy, yes, please. Write yourself one too. Escape clinic. Doctor.
Can I just ask, is the ...
That's what they've written.
So it is actual ... Yeah. Right.
Doctor, do you want me to pick you something up for lunch? Clinic should be done in an hour. Lucy, tapas? It's okay, thanks. I have got a few bits with me. Doctor, I expect tapas might be a bit difficult. No problem. Then that's the end of that.
Okay.
About 1 p.m, this doctor was called to see baby 15. His heart rate and breathing was elevated. He had vomited. His abdomen was swollen.
Okay.
The shift leader wanted to move baby 15 to nursery one, but Lucy was very insistent that he stayed with her. At 2:40, after baby 15 was given fluids by Lucy, his heart rate dropped and he became very unwell. Lucy called for some help and the nurse leader and the doctor came to help baby 15, was given oxygen via a mask, and it was decided to move him into nursery one.
Right.
He was put on a ventilator.
So very poorly now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The problem is, I think whatever she's done, it's just so difficult to say. They're going on what they see. His heart rate's dropping, not getting enough oxygen. So they just ventilate him. But some of them should have been put on antibiotics and weren't. Like this, well, I mean, I can't say that's 100% true, but that's what the her defence is saying.
Yeah.
A doctor that wasn't on duty but was at a meeting and came to help noticed that baby 15 had a rash on the right side of his chest.
Ah, right. And this is a rash we've seen before, yeah?
Yeah. Baby 15 was stabilised, but an hour later he crashed again. The nurse that was assigned to nursery one wasn't in the room at the time. At 3:53 p.m, doctors changed the tube in his throat and he did improve slightly, but at 4:15 he crashed again.
Okay.
He was given adrenaline at 4:22 p.m. and again at 4:26. He stabilised again, but he was very unwell.
Mm-hmm.
At 5 o'clock, his parents had made the decision to baptise him. During this, his heart rate fell again. CPR started, 6 doses of adrenaline was given, but after 25 minutes of CPR, they decided to stop.
Mm.
And he died in his mother's arms.
Oh, that's so sad.
It is, isn't it? But in the, not, obviously it's really sad he died, but it's nice that his parents were there.
Yeah.
Because some of these parents weren't there.
Yeah.
And do you know what frustrates me? It's like, they'll go up in the morning and be like, oh, your baby's been really ill during the night. I'd be fucking fuming.
Mm.
I'd be like, why would you not come and get me?
Yeah.
Like, straight away.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And I get it that they want you to have rest and stuff, but I wouldn't give a shit about me.
Yeah. No, I do agree. If my baby died and I wasn't there, oh my God, oh, I don't even know.
It'd be
horrible,
wouldn't
it? I'd just
take
that back. I don't even want to think about it. That's
awful. Exactly. So, but, and I'm not saying that the nurse is doing anything wrong by not telling you.
But you'd, as a parent, you'd want to know.
I wonder if you'd sort of have to request that, as in a sense, like, be
maybe,
like, look, if they become unwell at all, I want to know straight away.
Maybe.
And some of these parents were like at home because they've gone home.
Yeah. And maybe there is a case of, you know, there is other family life going on. Maybe there's kids at home, you know, they can't be there 24/7 for whatever reason.
No. Yeah. Yeah. Some of them have got other children and stuff. We've seen it. I don't know if it's in this one or last one.
I imagine sometimes there's jobs and things you have to do to keep the house running. And
yeah. There was one parent, she was like going home, dropping the kids to school, coming and spending all day with the baby.
Yeah.
And then going back, doing the kids' dinner. Then dad would come for a bit.
Because sad as it is, there is another life outside of the hospital.
And if you haven't got anyone to have your children,
then what do
and
you do?
And seriously, if your baby's in there for weeks on end, asking someone to have your children for like 3 or 4 weeks is a massive deal.
It's a massive ask, isn't it?
I mean, I would just make you do it.
I'd offer, to be fair. It is a big ask.
Yeah, it is.
And when if you haven't got extra support, then you're screwed, aren't you?
Yeah, you are, yeah. I mean, my mum would do it, but she would pay every second of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When interviewed by police, baby 15's dad said he saw a rash over his son's body. It's like you could see the colour of his veins. So even parents are seeing this rash.
Mm-hmm.
And this rash is linked to air embolism. So I feel like you've got sort of a solid...
ish.
...lead there.
Yeah. But is it solid again? Because if there's no hardcore evidence or research or whatever, I guess everything is just going off what they already know, which isn't an awful bloody lot.
Yeah, true, I suppose. Doctors who treated baby 15 couldn't find any cause for his death. And for him to have dropped with his heart rate and oxygen levels whilst on a ventilator was very unusual.
Right.
The prosecution thinks that air was injected into his feeding tube. Then he had a traumatic injury to his liver that caused internal bleeding. Right. Now, this could have been done by CPR, but when you have trained medical staff giving CPR, it's highly unlikely that, you know, you could potentially, I mean, babies are small.
Mm.
If you're doing CPR and you're really supposed to do like two fingers, aren't you?
Yeah.
If you sort of, I mean, I've only ever done CPR once, and I honestly was thinking, am I pushing hard enough? Am I not pushing hard enough? Should I push harder? Like, that's it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
but it potentially could have happened.
Right.
That's what the defence is going to say, and they're going to stick to that, aren't they?
Yeah. But then if he needed CPR in the first place, he was dying. So what I don't understand is, did you say that was the cause of death?
No. So they couldn't find the cause of his death, but they, after he had an autopsy, they found that he had a traumatic injury to his liver that caused internal bleeding, which probably was the cause of his death.
Right.
To be completely honest with you.
Did they come up with anything other than CPR that could have caused it?
No, because he'd been born, he was fine. Well, you know, he was doing okay. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden he just went downhill.
Okay.
So, and if you've got an internal bleed, you don't live that long.
I'm just thinking, like, what caused the need for CPR? Obviously, his heart stopped beating or whatever.
That's why. That would have been wise, because he had to have adrenaline and stuff. So they would have done CPR. It would have been full CPR. They would have been doing, if he was on a ventilator, they would have left him on the ventilator, but they still would have been...
Yeah, but what caused his heart to stop is what I'm asking.
The prosecution's saying that it was she injected him with air.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get that. But if it wasn't her injecting him with air, then what else could have caused it?
Well, it would have been his traumatic injury to his liver.
Which means he would have had that before the CPR started. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do get what you're saying. But imagine if that wasn't the case and he did just drop for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And then the CPR was given and they did injure him.
I guess what I'm thinking is, if he had the injury first to his liver, then it couldn't have been caused by the CPR. If the CPR caused it, there was a need for CPR in the first place. So whatever way you look at it, something was happening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. It's just that, but the prosecution are going to link on.
Going to say it's anything but Lucy, aren't they, basically?
Exactly. After the death of baby 15, doctors decided to examine the other two and put them on some antibiotics, blood tests and x-rays. So you've got to remember, these two have now had blood tests, x-rays, they're on antibiotics.
Yeah.
But this is another thing that they're saying, that these babies should have been on antibiotics anyway. And they weren't on antibiotics. Some of them should have been straight away.
Mm-hmm.
So, and some of them were supposed to have them and didn't have them. Like, I'm not going to lie, I feel like the hospital was in a bit of a shambles.
Mm-hmm.
What was going on? There wasn't enough nurses, there wasn't enough staff, for starters.
Yeah.
There was too many babies. They were overstaffed. Too many babies.
Understaffed.
Too many babies. So there was a lot going on in this hospital.
Yeah.
So, but again, I'm not sticking up for Lucy.
No, that's just a bigger picture of what needs to be different, isn't it?
Exactly. But... so now Lucy does what she does best. And she starts texting friends at work, work colleagues. Lucy, lost a triplet today. Being shit. Kiss. Nurse. Fucking hell, what happened? Lucy, blew up the abdomen, think it's sepsis, went very suddenly, is accessed an abdominal drain. Nurse, how many weeks? Lucy, 33. Nurse, assuming they all seem stable, if had all three. Lucy, yeah, we'll all find this one still on Optiflow, but weaning and all three fed 2.5. Nurse, Jesus. Lucy, had big tummy overnight, but just ballooned after lunch and went from there. Nurse, big hugs. They treated all of them with more anti-Vs then, or think just one? Lucy, yeah, other two being screened and gassed, etc. Just in case, not really sure what caused collapse. I want to be in Ibiza. Nurse, poor parents, bloody tragic news. We don't have any luck with 33 to 34 weekers. Lucy, awful. No, not a good gestation. Nurse, I hope the other two have an easy ride for the parents' sake. Lucy, worried as identical. Nurse, well, identical triplets, didn't know that even happened. So it's not like that's not really so much bad texting.
No.
But if you look through it, she's sort of like, I mean, obviously the nurse didn't write him back, but she wants her to, she's like, oh, I want to be in Ibiza. So she really wants her to like talk about Ibiza, and she doesn't.
And sort of be poor you.
Exactly.
Pander to her a bit more.
Yeah, exactly. And then she said about, obviously, I hope their parents have an easy ride. And she put worried as identical. Not like, oh, I'm really worried they're identical. But yeah, same.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah.
There's none of that in there.
It's quite scary, isn't it? If you look at it from the point of view as you think she did do it, that's quite a scary thing to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So now we move on to baby 16. Now, this was one of the triplets. Like I said, the triplets were rare as they were all identical. A few hours after baby 15's death, Lucy fed baby 16 via a nose tube. She also administered some fluids. Lucy went off shift at 7:30, but she was still on the unit writing up notes. The x-ray on baby 16 showed gas around his gut area. This x-ray was done at 8 p.m. The nurse looking after baby 16 said that she tried to give milk via a feeding tube, but he found it difficult to digest his feeding, so doctors stopped his feeds. Baby 16 became unwell a few times over the course of the evening. His heart rate fell and his oxygen levels were low. The prosecution say that Lucy injected air into the baby 16's feeding tube before she went off shift.
Mm.
In court, experts said that bowel condition could explain the air in baby 16's x-ray.
I was going to say, so that a gas in the x-ray, that's not normal, that shouldn't be there.
No, but a bowel condition could explain why it was there.
Yeah,
so,
and I might explain why baby 15 had similar.
Yeah, but at the same time, they're an expert for Lucy. They're not going to go, well, no, she probably injected air into it. No reason why.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? So if and then they're not going to put someone on the stand that's going to say that. They're going to find somebody that's going to say what they want them to say. Mm. That's how it works, I'm afraid. Like, even if you can't find somebody, you don't bring it up.
Yep.
You try and avoid it. At around 6:30 a.m., the nurse looking after baby 16 withdrew air from his tummy, but was noted that his heart rate and oxygen levels were stable. At 7:30 the next day, Lucy came on shift and was asked to look after baby 16 in nursery 2. Another nurse was looking after his brother in the same unit. At 9:30 a.m, doctors were examining baby 16 and noted that baby 16's abdomen was swollen and his skin was mottled, but his heart rate was fine.
Hmm.
At 9:40, a crash call went out as baby 16 had collapsed. During all of this, three doctors attended this crash call. A breathing tube was inserted to help him breathe. At 9:55, CPR began and he was given a shot of adrenaline. After this, two more shots were given. He recovered and doctors decided to put a call out for baby 16 to be moved to a more specialist hospital. Now, they've done this a bit faster.
Mm.
And I really wonder if they're like, she's trying to attack this baby, let's get it out of the hospital.
Mm. Could be, or it could be.
Because they know what's going on. Yeah. They've all realised that she's fucking, there's something going on in this hospital.
Yeah, I see that completely. But I do also wonder if it's like, this is exactly what happened to his brother. Maybe we need to be on it a bit more.
Yeah, but in my head, I'm like, they knew exactly what she was doing, so they wanted to get him out.
Maybe it's a bit of both.
Yeah. At 11:30 a.m, baby 16's oxygen levels fell again. Crash call went out and they started CPR. He stabilized again and he was put on a drip of adrenaline to help his blood pressure. He was also given some sedatives as he was becoming agitated.
Mm.
Now, this is common as well for them to give sedatives. And we've had this before where a baby's had sedatives and they've somehow knocked their breathing tube out when doctors say it's sort of near on impossible to do that. Lucy had made notes that baby 16's tummy was swollen and his skin looked mottled. At around 2:15 a.m, yet another crash call was put out and baby 16 had crashed again. Doctors said it looked like baby 16 has dislodged his feeding tube. CPR began. Now, obviously,
he is sedated at this point.
Yeah. So I've literally put that and if you're paying attention, this baby was sedated, and so it's very unusual.
Unlikely,
and we've had quite a few doctors stand up and argue with her defense about how it's near on impossible for them to do this.
Mm.
His breathing tube was reinserted and he was given 5 shots of adrenaline. His adrenaline in his drip was doubled. He was given blood pressure medication. CPR lasts 22 minutes before he stabilized. And this is a problem as well. This is 22 minutes of CPR on this poor, tiny little baby. Yeah. It's a lot for a little body to go through.
And how long is the brain without oxygen?
Exactly. Baby 16 had a puncture in his lung and chest drains were inserted around this, and the transport team arrived. So again, we have some more really experienced doctors in the room.
Mm-hmm.
But at 3:14 p.m., baby 16 collapsed again. CPR was started. He was given 7 shots of adrenaline. CPR at 3:35, he was given a high dose of adrenaline, but baby 16 had lost his battle at 4 p.m.
Oh, no.
In between 9:30 checks and crash call at 9:40, the prosecution said Lucy had injected air into his feeding tube, causing his lungs to become squashed, and this caused a cardiac arrest. The doctor that was called to the crash said one of the nurses asked for Dr. A, this is Lucy's friend doctor, right, to attend. Lucy was said to have told one of the doctors, baby 16's not leaving the Countess alive, is he? And they, like, this doctor that she said this to was really, like, adamant, like, she said it and I cannot believe she said it.
No.
And why would you say that about any baby? Do you know what I mean? It's a bit of a weird thing to say, and it really stood out to her.
Yeah, it didn't feel right.
No. Baby 16's parent told the court that at the same point a doctor was Googling how to insert a drain, this said this, that this alarmed them. So, like, again, you have got parents saying, my baby's basically dying, and you've got a doctor Googling how to insert a drain into your baby's lungs.
Mm.
Like, that is scary.
It is scary if you're asking Google how to do shit that
I never forget. I went to the doctor's once. It's totally different because it's completely different, and it wasn't anything life-threatening. But I asked them something, and they literally just went on Google. I was like, I could have just done that myself.
Yeah.
And then I could have rung you and been like, this is what I need.
Yeah.
Literally just sat there like,
thing is, I do get, like, doctors, what they need to know is ridiculous. It really, like, really is. But you put your trust in these people, and you don't want to just have Dr. Google telling you,
no,
do you?
I mean, you could do that yourself, man.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was said that the parents begged the transport team to take their surviving son with them. How sad is that?
Yeah.
After the death of baby 16, Lucy dressed both boys and took them to the parents. They told the court that Lucy was extremely upset about the loss of them. And, like, this could have been said because she was their nurse, and
yeah,
you get attached to these babies, mm-hmm, and you really want to do well for them. So, I mean, you could get a nurse that was really upset about it, or you can just get someone that wants attention and they're like, I know what I can do.
Yeah.
These parents are upset. They're going to give me attention because they're upset. I can be the nurse that tried to save your children.
Yeah, and look at me, how much I care.
Yeah, exactly. Right, I will say, I'm really sorry. This case is going to be a long one, this one, I'm afraid. So if you want it in two parts, stop now. 42 seconds and 51...
42 seconds?
42 minutes and 55 seconds. And then you can have another probably hour.
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay.
Just for going back on what you said about her dressing the babies and that. If, I mean, obviously, we all know where me and you stand on this case. But if this is her, what kind of person dresses those poor little babies and gives them to the parents and cries? It's just so sick. It's so fucking twisted.
She's a psychopath,
it's,
man.
It's fucking twisted.
If she has done this, right, it's just psychopathic behaviour. Like, you can get away with killing somebody, something so innocent as well, and then you can go in and you can act the hero.
Yeah.
You know, even though they're dead, you can still be like, I tried to do everything I could. I really tried. I'm so upset. Poor me. Just I had to go through that.
The guilt for me, like, dressing these little dead babies to give to their parents, like, that, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't.
Some people don't feel guilt like that.
No, no, true.
Some people just do not feel guilty.
No, I mean, these people aren't right, are they? It's just so twisted. It's just...
And the thing is as well, she's admitted on the stand that if it wasn't her,
somebody
else
did do it.
Has poisoned babies and things.
Yeah.
She's admitted that on the stand. So,
so
if it's not her, then there's somebody else in that hospital that's done
doing it.
Or it might not be the nurses. It could be the ones that make the bags. I mean, you've got, in a hospital, you've got a pharmacy that make up the bags,
mm-hmm,
and it'd be on request. They'll say, right, we need this, 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 and this. I mean, these antibiotics, it will go down to the pharmacy, they'll do the bags, and it will go up to wherever it needs to go. Obviously, you've got bags of stuff that's already made up for, you know, like a
whatever, or whatever. Just saline, whatever.
But if you request a certain bag, so it could be someone, I'm not saying it is, because that's awful to say, but, you know, you have got other potential suspects.
Yeah.
Not so much a specific suspect, but you've got...
potential people it could be who are in a situation where they have access to do things like this.
And this is scary to think about.
It really is.
I can't remember who he was talking to about this case, and they were like, oh, it reminds me of another lady, and I didn't know who it was. Some lady was killing little babies. It's quite an old case. We Googled her. She's still in prison. In
England?
Yeah.
I'm sure we spoke about her last time. They called her the Angel of Death.
Oh, maybe actually then.
Yeah.
Was she doing prem babies or just babies?
I can't remember now. I think it was in the 80s or the 90s.
Yeah, it was. I didn't know about it, really.
I'm sure we did speak about it. I can't remember her name now. I did watch a programme about her back.
Maybe it's me and you that Googled it.
I think it might have been, because we definitely spoke about it.
Maybe it's me and you. Maybe. We do stop things and stop and Google things.
Yeah, we do.
But any case, so now we are on the final baby that Lucy has been accused of harming. Okay, so baby 17 was a twin, but his mum went to hospital with pain at 9 weeks, and they found out that she was having an ectopic pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have had an ectopic pregnancy, but mine didn't hurt. I didn't have any discomfort. I was told that it was really dangerous. I was told if I would have waited a few more hours, then I would have probably died.
Mm.
But I mean, it wasn't like I kept going to the hospital. I'm allowed to just go to the hospital when I'm pregnant because I've got different circumstances, but kept going to the scan ward, you know, like the early scan people, and they kept saying, oh, you're just having a miscarriage. And I'm like, it's not, it's completely different to a miscarriage. Like, I've had miscarriages, I know.
So how did you know what was different?
Because I was in bed with my ex, and we were just led there, literally, and my tummy was like, it looked like I was about 6 or 7 months pregnant. It was so swollen, so hard. And obviously I'd done a pregnancy test, so we knew I was pregnant, and they kept saying I was having a miscarriage, but I wasn't really bleeding or anything.
Mm.
So I phoned the, I don't know what they're called, not the scan people, it's like the early
midwifery team.
People. Yeah, I phoned them up and I said, basically my tummy's really swollen, I'm still not bleeding, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, he'd gone up to Tesco to get me a pregnancy test. So I did this pregnancy test, come up literally straight away, literally as soon as I weed on it, as soon as it got across, come up massively strong line. So anyway, they were like, come in and we'll do a blood test. So I came in, did a blood test. And in the afternoon, they called me back in and they were like, if you're pregnant, how many weeks would you be? And I was like, about 10 weeks. And they were like, oh, you're showing 7 months pregnant. So we'll scan you again. And it's because it was in my tube.
Yeah.
So the results were just different. And I honestly cannot remember. I remember lying in the bed and my sister was next to me. I can't remember going up to theatre. I can't remember having the surgery. Like, I don't know if my brain just blocked it out.
Maybe.
Or if I was really poorly and I didn't know. And then by that stage, my body was like, oh, yeah, you're really poorly.
Mm.
But yeah, it was like, if you'd have waited a few more hours, you would have popped inside you and you would have died.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is really crazy. So anyway, back to the story. Baby 17's mum had surgery to remove the ectopic pregnancy. Baby 17 survived this, and at 26 weeks, she started bleeding. She went to the countess. And,
2 seconds.
Go on.
So she had an ectopic pregnancy.
She had twins. One was in the ectopic.
Right, got you.
So when I'm talking about the ectopic pregnancy, I haven't obviously numbered that baby, but baby 17 survived. So they took the ectopic pregnancy out, but there's always a risk that
you could lose the other baby.
Basically.
Yeah.
But yeah,
okay.
26 weeks she started bleeding. She went to the countess. She was treated and they kept her in, and they wanted to wait till she was 34 weeks to deliver the baby. But at 31 weeks, her placenta had erupted and they had to deliver baby 17. He was born weighing just 2 pounds.
Little teeny tiny.
Oh, can you imagine? After the birth, he was put into nursery one on a ventilator. His mum waited 12 hours to see him. She was allowed to put her hand in to hold his hand, but she wasn't allowed to hold him. He was doing well, so he was moved into nursery two. On Saturday, June the 25th, at 7:30 a.m. Lucy arrived at work and was looking after baby 17. I was also looking after another baby in nursery one. See, this confuses me because she's looking after one baby in nursery two and one baby in nursery one.
They said they don't like to do that, do they? If you're in one, you're in one.
Yeah, because if you're looking after a baby in nursery one, it's normally 24-hour care.
One-on-one as well, isn't it?
So, but that's what I mean. They're short-staffed, so they have to... But why would they not just move baby 17 into nursery one? just so that she's right there.
Yeah, I don't know, beds, I guess, maybe space.
I don't know, I'm not sure. As we know, oh yeah, I literally just said that, fuck off. Sorry, didn't mean to swear. Lucy asked a nurse in nursery one to look after her baby so she could check on baby 17 in nursery two. A few moments after Lucy went to nursery two, the alarm on baby 17's monitor went off. Baby 17 was at stage where he was given milk, but he'd vomited. His heart rate was low and his oxygen levels had fallen. Now, you think there's just so... what am I trying to say? Suspect that he, soon as she went in there, then his alarms went off and then his sats dropped. But
then he is a very prem baby. He's very little, so...
I know, but just got bad luck, if anything.
Yeah.
You know? All staff on deck, they used a suction tube to remove the vomit and clear the fluid from his mouth. They used a Neopuff. This, again, this is an oxygen mask that is placed over the face. They called the doctor, who removed air from baby 17's stomach, and he also was moved back to nursery run and put back on oxygen. He was given antibiotics. Doctors thought he might have had a bowel condition called NECA, as he was producing dark green bio. I probably got that completely wrong, the actual name of it, but we're going with it. They did do tests, and doctors moved him to Alderhay Hospital. He recovered and was moved back to the Countess within a few days. He did very well and recovered and is now 7 years old.
Yay.
I know. The prosecution are claiming that a saline or water had been forced down his feeding tube by Lucy, and this is why they pulled out clear fluid.
Mm.
After this, the doctors were very concerned and they decided that enough was enough. The doctor on the unit asked what nurse was looking after him.
Right.
And word got round, Lucy started texting her doctor friend.
This is the doctor friend.
This is her doctor friend. Lucy, do I need to be worried about what doctor, we'll just call it Dr. A. Dr. A said on shift, he was asking. Dr. Fancy. No, he was asking to make sure normal procedures were being followed and carried out. What exactly did he ask? Lucy, I walked into the equipment room and he was asking what nurse was present in the room. Doctor. There is nothing to worry about, Lucy. I was worried as I wasn't in the room at the time. Nurse A was in the room. Doctor, you can't be with two babies in different nurseries all the time. Lucy, just worried. I didn't do enough. We have lost two babies I was looking after. Makes me think I'm not good enough. Doctor, Lucy, if anyone knows how hard you have worked over the last few days, it is me. The standard of care you have been given has been ICU level. If anyone says anything to you, I want you to give them my details to provide a statement. I don't care who it is. Lucy, well, I sincerely hope I won't be needing a statement, but thank you for your promise. Doctor, well, ICU's death rate has been higher than average. It makes doctors look at patterns. No more doubt, it's not you, it's the babies. Lucy, I know. Lucy, thanks. Really appreciate you saying that. Really pleased it's been you that has been there throughout, Doctor. It's true, you're one of a few nurses I would trust with my own children. If you are worried, I'm worried. Self-doubt finished? Lucy, I think so. Thank you.
Wonder if he'd still trust her with his kids.
Oh, man. It's like... thing is, he was socialising with her after she was arrested. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not being funny. If you got arrested for, like, harming children, I probably wouldn't socialise with you. No. I might phone you and be like, how are you,
murdering
bastard?
I guess love is blind, though, isn't it? And, you know, he's thinking with Naughty's brain.
And she's quite manipulative as well, I think. She's like, even on the stand, like, if you go and read her on the stand, like, if she doesn't want to answer something, she'll just either refuse to answer it or say, I don't know. But then she's like, she's good with her words and she's sort of, you know, she'll point blank argue her point. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we now move on to June the 27th, 2016, 2 days after the crash of baby 17. Doctors had asked other doctors from other hospitals to carry out reviews on some of the babies.
Because of the death rate?
Yeah, right. Basically. They're thinking, like, what the hell is going on here? And it's good that they've done that as well.
Yeah, some proactive something's being noticed.
Exactly. On June the 27th, Lucy was due to come in for a night shift, but was contacted at around 6 p.m. neonatal unit manager and was contacted by the neonatal unit manager and was told not to come in for her shift.
Oh,
I know. Lucy started texting.
Of course she did.
So she starts texting her doctor friend, Lucy. I'm just going to call her E, okay? The manager that said not to come in is called E.
Right.
Okay. Lucy, E just phoned telling me not to come in tonight's and do days instead. I asked if there was a problem and she said, no, just trying to protect me and we can chat about it tomorrow. But now I'm worried. Doctor, please don't be worried. I'm expecting the same conversation tomorrow as medical lead. I'm expecting they will want a chat. Lucy, I can't do this job if they are going to be like this. My head is a mess. What is she ringing at this time? There must be a problem. Doctor, Lucy, you did nothing wrong at all. It is an odd time to ring, but you have had a rough few days. A good manager would realise that. There is no problem. I suspect my head is about the same place. I can't fault any of your deliveries of care to either babies last week. If there was anything, I would have said so. Lucy, I can't talk about this now.
Thing is, he's not impartial, is he? Because he's having it away with her.
Mm-hmm.
And again, in these messages so far, it's about her. It's not like, okay, they're just following protocol. This is what's got to be done. All right, it sucks for me and I am worried, but I get where they're coming from. It's mm-hmm. I can't do my job if they're going to start looking into me like they should.
Yeah, exactly. Lucy, so she's texting him, I can't talk about this right now. So then nothing's text. Then obviously he didn't text back. So she's like, well, I have to text him tonight. So Lucy, sorry, that was rude. Feel completely overwhelmed and panicked for a minute. We have all worked tirelessly and did everything possible. I don't see how anyone can question that. Doctor, no, it wasn't rude. It was unexpected and that's never nice. Okay now?
So basically she was like, oh, I can't talk about this now. Well, really what she wanted him to do was text back, babe, look, blah, 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 love you. Or maybe not love you, but, you know, really sort of feed into this.
Yeah, you've done nothing wrong. You're amazing. Yeah.
But instead he was like, okay, you've asked for space, I'll give you space. And she's like,
yeah, exactly. Lucy, I'm having a meltdown, but think that's what I need to do. Anyway, I'll be okay. You have enough on your plate too. And that's, again, like a psychological thing. Like,
yeah.
You have enough on your plate. Don't worry about me, but actually worry about me.
Yeah, I'm being considerate of what you need.
And I'm having a meltdown, but it's what I need.
Yeah.
Doctor, when I said unexpected, I meant the phone call. There isn't anything to question. You have done what anyone with neonatal knowledge would do. Look at the situation. Look at the intervention. Look at the response. You didn't give any drugs that hasn't been checked or made by anyone else. You didn't delay any treatment. There is nothing that could have been done differently.
That's the thing. Why is she so scared? If she knows in her heart that she's done absolutely nothing wrong and everything by the book and she had nothing to do with any of this. I get it being stressful. I really, really do. But why is she so scared?
Exactly. Right. So then Lucy starts texting her nurse friend. Same sort of situation. Same sort of question. E just phoned telling me to do days this week and not come in for nights as trying to protect me. Nurse, what does that mean? Lucy, I don't know. I asked if there was a problem and she said, no, just trying to protect me. Has had a difficult run just before holiday. I'm worried I'm in trouble or something. Nurse, don't worry. How can you be in trouble? You haven't done anything wrong. Just very unfortunate.
Which is exactly what I was just saying. Don't worry. Even she's like, well, you've done nothing wrong, so why are you panicking?
Yeah, Lucy, I know. Just worried in case they think I missed something or whatever. Why leave it till now to ring? Nurse, it is very late. Maybe she is getting pressure elsewhere. Lucy, I bet that went fucking crazy in her head. Lucy, she said it's busy. No more support for me on days and can look at paperwork and stuff. She was nice enough. I just worry this job messes with your head. Nurse, yeah, it does. Do you want me to come over after? I think she means after a night
yeah,
shift.
After the shift, yeah.
Lucy, yeah, maybe. Lucy worked days at the hospital. Then on July the 6th, text started again between Lucy and the doctor.
Lovely doctor.
Yeah, yeah. If it's any other doctor, I will tell you.
Okay.
But just any text is from lovely doctor.
Okay.
Doctor, you need to keep this to yourself. This meeting today looked at everything with baby 16 and 17s. From birth onwards, we reviewed everything. Room, meds, medical reviews and actions. If you have any doubt, stop now. Your document was perfect. Everyone commented about your request to review baby 15 following vomit. He had nothing but good things to say about you. And I wonder if how true this is. Mm. Or do I think that they might know that he's really good friends with her? Mm. So they're like, right. Because at the end of the day, they're human. They're going to have noticed their situation. And you would go in there and be like, right, you cannot slag her off. Because although we think he's done it, we haven't got any proof right now. He's really good friends with her. Mm. So let's just keep it impartial. Mm-hmm. And also her, everything she's done, documented, that was like air quotes, documented, like, is fine.
That's more what I was thinking. If you look at it just on paper.
Yeah.
And what happened to the best of their knowledge, then, you know, just a quick look into things, it probably does look good. All her notes and whatnot are up to date and look normal or exactly. Whatever. That's more where my head goes.
Yeah, very true.
And also, I think she does come across as competent and nice. People like her.
Yeah, definitely.
So why wouldn't
and
they have
anything?
She's a good
worker. She's yeah. always at work.
So why wouldn't they say lovely things
she
about
her? She does
nights,
she does days. And we know that in jobs like that, it's hard to find. She's got no children,
yeah.
which is another good thing because you could call her last minute yeah. if someone goes sick. She hasn't got that. Well, I haven't got any childcare.
Mm.
She literally lives just down the road in like a nurse's house.
Yeah.
So she lives pretty much on site. They know she's got a mortgage to pay for, so yeah. they know she needs to come to work. Like, looking at her without knowing all these things, she is just a nurse doing her job.
Yeah, and a damn good one.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So then Lucy texts back, okay, I really appreciate you telling me. I wouldn't go any further, but you know I have been carrying the worry of what if I wasn't enough. It's reassuring to hear that there is nothing I could have done differently. Doctor, I was invited to attend as it was a good consultation for me. There were a few questions that were easy to answer. I felt proud of both of us.
Lucy, I'm guessing he shouldn't have been telling her any of this.
No, you did say keep it to yourself.
Naughty,
Lucy.
Naughty.
Yeah, but this does happen, man. Mm. Like, you know, it's just life, isn't it? Lucy, that's good. I'm glad you had good feedback to you. You were fantastic. I know it was an awful situation, but I would have wanted anyone else to be there. I now feel confident that we did absolutely everything and that the documentation reflects that. Doctor, there was a liver capsule hemorrhage in baby 15. It is not considered to be significant, but there will be an inquest. We may have to attend. Lucy, would he have died from that? Doctor, I don't think so. He collapsed. The liver was liver on the x-ray looked normal. The second it was abdominal CPR was needed for something. On June the 15th, an email was sent to say that nurses would be undertaken in supervision to ensure that the practice was safe and the standard of care was safe.
Mm.
So, like, they have to do this. This is
yeah, they're doing what they have to. And this isn't just focused on Lucy. This is everyone.
And this should have been done months
before,
ago.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, great, they're doing it now. That's fine. But how many babies have died
yeah.
or been seriously injured
yeah.
because they didn't fucking listen?
Yeah.
Then Lucy texts a friend, colleague. Lucy, I have done a timeline of this year. Nurse, fab. And how a few babies were not compatible with life anyway. I wonder if midwives get the same amount of stillbirths. Lucy, yeah, and some went off within hours of after handover. Nurse, yeah. Lucy, or were always acutely unwell when we took over. Nurse, exactly. Lucy, and put when baby 15 went off, no other staff available to care for him, hoping to get enough info as possible, because if they have nothing on me, they will look stupid, not me.
Yeah, not this poor little triplet died. It's all about
exactly
this girl.
On July the 19th, Lucy was working in the inpatient experiment team. Then a month later, she was working in the risk and patient safety. So she basically got took off of NICU, and then she was put on this patient experiment team thing, and then they're obviously investigating her a bit more, and they're thinking, so then she got put down to working in the risk of patient safety, which is basically office job.
Okay.
Because they can't just dismiss her.
No.
They have to investigate
her. Yeah, and they can't let her be a patient while that's going on.
Exactly. Yeah. And she knew that this was happening. She must have been told this is, because they can't keep it from you.
They have to be, honestly, yeah.
I don't know how honest they have to be as such, but I imagine they have to say, look, we have got to do an investigation with you and maybe other members of staff. Yeah,
why that's going on.
She would have known that there was no other staff that had been at Defter Unit because she was friends with a lot of them, so she would text them.
And are we sure that there was no other staff?
No other staff at all. On September the 1st, Lucy went to a review meeting with a union rep. Then a few days later, Lucy put in a grievance against the hospital.
Oh, right.
Literally. Like, how can you do that? Is she fucking
joking? If there was nothing that pointed towards her in the slightest, and, I don't know, there was just someone that was out to get her, I get it, I do. But given the fact that she was there or only just been there every time they died, like, the common denominator in all of this is her. It's not like they're just picking on her.
The problem she would have had here is her rep would have had to have believed what she was saying, right? Maybe she didn't really believe it, but she would have had to have done her job, which is believing what Lucy's saying. So she may have said to her, right, they've took you off here. They haven't really got that much evidence. They've put you onto here. They've done this to you. Right, you can now put an grievance against them because you've done nothing wrong and they're making you, they're dismissing you basically.
Yeah, I guess just for me looking at it, because I am very much of the mind that I think she probably did do this. So for me, I just think, how could you do something like that and then, raise this with the hospital?
Yeah, like, or they said to her, right, okay, if you want to go off with full pay, because we all know that even sick, they pay full pay. If you want to go off with full pay,
you've got to go.
You put this agreement in, and then while they're looking into you, it might take a year, it might take 2 years, but you'll be on full pay.
Yeah. Again, it's the politics of everything, isn't it? It's just bloody wrong.
And the hospital
wrong.
Politics are terrible. Yeah. Like, I don't agree that they should get full sick pay. Mm. I know they do an amazing job, and in some circumstances they should, but I know people that work at the hospital that are off every 2 seconds because they get paid full sick pay. And I know people, like when my mum works at the hospital, you get like 2 weeks worth of sick, and they're like, use it, you get that.
I
know if a job does that.
Everything should be on individual cases, but for that to be able to work, you need the staff to fucking be investigating these cases and people just can't do it.
Exactly.
I think if you were genuinely poorly, then you should have full sick pay, because
but if
you're
off
sick
work every 2 seconds
if you're going
other,
off every other week because
I
fancy
know
a day
that
off,
she does do that every other week, like she's on like a final warning and she'll go in and she'll be like, oh, I'm so ill, so they send her home, or she'll say, I've been sick.
But then, why wouldn't you? I mean, the only reason you wouldn't do that is because you're a decent person
and you like your job.
Yeah. But even
if it's just a job.
Yeah, if it's just a job to you and you can have days off paid, why wouldn't you?
Exactly. Like, I don't take days off because I don't get paid. Yeah. I have to go to work or I don't get fucking paid. I mean, don't get me wrong, my other job, my boss has paid me. I shouldn't say it in case anyone's listening. But my boss has paid me for days I have had off and I've genuinely been ill. But other times she hasn't.
Yeah.
Like, she can't afford to do it all the time.
The system is broken because a lot of the time you do find people do go in poorly because they can't afford not to, and they should be at home.
Yeah.
And then you get this circumstance where people are having days off willy-nilly when they're not really poorly. It's just all wrong. Everything's wrong. Everything's topsy-turvy.
But
what a bloody world we live in.
I reckon the grievance thing was more about pay, I personally
think. And also maybe it is a thing to show that you're in a, this...
Yeah, if you just roll over, they're going to think you're guilty. Whereas if you say, absolutely not, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. Right, so we're nearly there, guys. We're nearly there. Lucy was finally arrested on July the 3rd, 2018. Both her house and her parents' houses were searched. Police found notes, and on the notes they found the names of the doctor Lucy had a really good friendship with, the love doctor.
Lower.
It said his name and then my best friend, love.
Oh, that's pretty self-explanatory.
And then it's another note saying, I loved you and I think you knew that.
I wanted you to stand by me, but you didn't.
So are these notes that she was going to send, or just sort of like journal type notes?
It's very confusing. Right. She had a lot of notes, just a lot of things just jotted down randomly, right. A lot of random shit. This is where I feel like it all comes together. Like, we've obviously seen that she is associated with these lot of deaths, and then when her house is searched and things, and some of the stuff, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why the fuck do you keep shit? Like, if, right, not that you should go and kill any babies, if you are going to be a serial killer, just get rid of everything.
They like to keep mementos.
Yeah, but
don't do that.
Just don't do it.
But a lot of them do this. There is something psychological in there.
Bury them in the fucking woods then. I don't know.
Bryce, A to Z guide of how not to get caught.
Yeah, just do, like, what was his name? That fucking guy.
God, so many of them. Which guy?
Well, he was amazing. He had, like, I have to fucking Google it. He had, like, kill kits buried in the wood in places. No one fucking knew it was him for years because he was so fucking clever.
Yeah.
And he'd, like, go off to, like, I don't know, Spain, but it wasn't, and, like, bury a kill kit and then dig it up and be like, fuck it, I'm going to go and kill them today.
Yeah.
And then get rid of it. Like, yeah. Well, don't keep shit. Right, sorry about that. Just...
Throwing okay. A rant.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, on this note, stand by me, but you didn't. Other notes read, I can't do this anymore. I tried my best. Help me. I am a bad guy. Other names were found. One of Lucy's boss's name. The triplets' names were written. You know, the three triplets that we just talked about. Another note read, today's your birthday and you are not here. And I am so sorry for that. I am sorry you couldn't have a chance at life and for the pain. I can't do this anymore. Another one, help and bastard. A diary was found, and in the diary, the initials were found on the pages of the days they died. And on April the 9th, a note saying twins Resus was found.
That's dodgy, isn't it?
I know. A printout of resuscitations and blood tests were found in shopping bags under her bed. I think I've said that before.
Yeah, and they should never have been there.
Lucy also wrote, there are no workers. I am an awful person. She writes very strange things. I will never know what it is like to have a family. I don't deserve to live. I did this. Why me? I killed them on purpose as I'm not good enough for them. I am a horrible, evil person. I don't deserve mum and dad. Right. Lucy sent a card to one of the parents. This was baby 9. Lucy took a photo of this card and what she had written. She was asked about this and she said she always took photos of cards. Also found at Lucy's house were 250 handover sheets. They shouldn't have been taken home,
no,
basically.
Never.
And the problem they've got, right, is she apparently collected paper, but also on the stand said she'd get a bill, pay it and shred it. So she had a shredder, and there was like a picture shown in court of like her second bedroom that was a nursery, which is very strange. Well, it's not, because people do that. I'm not saying you're strange if you do that, but it's just a bit, if you just look at the circumstances,
yeah,
it's a bit strange.
Odd, yeah.
And she had a shredder in that room. It was in that room. So it wasn't like it was in the garage. Just go to the garage, get it out. Do you know what I mean?
So she collects these random bits of paper with other people's details and stuff on them, but shreds all her bills.
Yeah.
Yeah, very odd.
Exactly. Lucy's search for the parents of babies that had died, some more than 10 times. This was on Facebook. It is said that Lucy was a caring godmother. Lucy was said to have tried her best to help the hospital, working nights and days. It was said in court that it had also been said that the unit wasn't clean and staff was a problem. So, and also as well, there was like, I don't know if there was pictures shown or if they just said it, but there was like, the sinks were all dirty and like, things in the hospital weren't cleaned properly. So basically they're saying,
trying to say it was a yucky place to be.
Yeah.
This is why the babies died. So, what did she say about this note saying, I did this?
Not, and she just doesn't answer. She either says, I don't know, or I don't want to answer, or I don't know. A lot of it is, I don't know. If it's stuff that she's done that she can't really answer for, she just says, I don't know. But if it's stuff that she can argue about,
she will.
She'll argue about it. So she's not stupid. She's just ignorant.
Because that's pretty damning. I mean, I have never not done something and then written out admitting it. If it genuinely wasn't me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that seems like a very random, strange thing to do. And I just don't believe that would be the case. I admitted this in a note, even though I didn't actually do it.
Exactly. Exactly. Why would you then go and write that?
Yeah.
So again, I said about the air embolism, they talked about this, and it is based on one paper that is 30 years old. So obviously we do have to take that into consideration, and how we've come on with research and things now is massive. I don't understand. Well, I mean, it would have been a lot of money, but if I was a doctor there that really cared and was really set on driven on getting her out and this, that and the other, I would have tried, I mean, maybe they did, but I would have tried my best to try and really research that so I could stand up in court and be like, this is...
I imagine they probably did. Somebody would have somewhere along
the
line.
I don't know. It hasn't been said that they have.
But it's probably because they couldn't find it.
Maybe. It said that some babies had to wait 4 hours for fluids. Some babies didn't get antibiotics straight away when they were supposed to. Lucy was arrested 3 times, July 2008, June 2019 and November 2020. We had to look at links between Lucy and all the babies. We have blood tests that years later have been shown children were being poisoned with insulin or air.
So why was she arrested 3 times? So she was arrested, let off.
Pretty much arrested, let go, arrested again, and she was probably put out on bail. And then she was arrested the final time in 2020, but she was probably on bail a lot of the times. And the thing is, they would have to keep questioning her because they would find out more stuff.
Yeah.
And they'd have to bring her back in and ask her about it. Air had been found in babies' bodies, air that had to have been put there. Couldn't just
happen.
So if you look at everything and you look at things like the notes, like I said, that she's written, and it's things like, you know, to have 250 handover sheets, why would you take them home? And if you did take them home, why would you not just put them in the bin?
Why would you keep them?
Yeah, and stuff under your bed as well, in a plastic bag under your bed.
Yeah, it's strange. If I take any... Well, I don't usually take things home that I'm not supposed to take home, but if I did, I'd make sure I took it back or disposed of it if it didn't need to be back.
Exactly, and things like, I will never know what it's like to have a family. I don't deserve to live. I did this. Why me? And the thing is as well, I feel like she... was obviously really in love with that doctor. He's married. He probably didn't mind having a bit on the side and having a little flirt. But when it comes down to it, they never really leave their wives, do they? Let's
very
face
seldom,
it.
Isn't it?
Exactly. And then I killed them on purpose as I'm not good enough for them. I'm a horrible, evil person. I don't deserve mum and dad. It's very strange. Like, she was obviously having some sort of psychotic fucking meltdown, if I'm completely honest with you. I just, yeah. But if you look at all of it, I personally... thank God that I'm not that jury, because I could not. It's so difficult.
I imagine though she would have been evaluated and deemed okay to stand trial.
Yeah, and you can be to a degree, but you can still
be a bit mental.
Be mental, like the notes. But the thing is, as well, is she writing these notes because she's in that episode of shit, I've been found out, fuck her now, what am I gonna do, written it and just sort of forgotten about it?
I don't know what level of competency you have to have, but I guess the ability to understand right and wrong and
you don't have to have that much, because otherwise everyone would just claim
mental
mental for anything,
stress or whatever.
Right, okay, so we are an hour and 20 minutes in, so we'll leave this case for now because she's still...
jury is still deliberating.
Yeah, so I will say the jury have been out for 90 hours. They've been on the stand, or no, on the stand. They've been in the jury since October 2020, so 22,
long
sorry.
Time, yeah.
So 10 months.
Yeah.
They've been doing, and it was supposed to be like a four or five month. I have to find out. I'm sure it was like a 4 or 5 month trial.
Mm.
And the 10 months, man, of listening to so many babies. And so, and obviously, I didn't put a lot of the mums and dads in because it wasn't really relevant. It was just them explaining like how they give birth and how they felt, and just them explaining their side of the story as such, and how the babies were doing. And the jury had to sit there and listen to all these mums and dads
who've lost children,
and mums and dads that haven't lost children. And I imagine, in a way, you have as a parent some sort of... there must be some sort of survivor's guilt as well in there. Like, you lost your baby, but my baby's okay. But my baby went through the same as yours, as such.
That's just it. There's no way that...
And the parents had to sit there and listen to actually what happened to their babies. Because although they knew to a degree, like, some of them had to listen to how their babies were poisoned or how their babies may have had air injected into them and how they went into cardiac arrest.
It just doesn't bear thinking about, does it? These poor parents, these poor families. Like, she's ruined so many people.
Yeah, because not only has she ruined the mums and dads, she's ruined the siblings and
any family, close family, the nans, and these babies, the ones that died and won't live, the ones that possibly have major complications because of things that were done,
yeah,
you know, not through medical necessity but through, if it was her doing it.
Yeah,
it's exactly. it's just fucking horrific and awful, and just all the awful words that I can think of ever times 10. It's exactly. just horrible.
Now what I will say is, if I may have got a tiny little bit of information wrong, which I don't think I have, fuck you. I've just been through 10 months of court transcripts. It's been a roller coaster of fucking stress.
Yeah.
And I'm never doing it again.
Yeah.
And then I smashed out a whole case last night in one go. Yeah. And this case has taken me God knows how long.
Yeah.
And even last week, when we were going to record and we decided not to because there wasn't a verdict in, I literally said to you, I'm so glad because I didn't know how to end it. Mm. I literally had no clue how to end it. I kept writing stuff and then deleting it and then yeah. writing stuff and then deleting it.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, because how do you end a case like this without yeah. any, without like a positive outcome?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you just want justice for these families, don't you?
Exactly. Right, now, I don't know if it would be your case next or my case next, but I'm doing Kaylee Priest.
Okay.
Which is the little girl that I posted that was in the lift
yeah.
on our Facebook page. If you haven't gone on there, go on there and have a look.
Yeah.
Who are you doing?
I am going to do the Alexi Treviso.
And she is what?
She is, this is a very recent one, she is the teenage girl that had a baby and put it in the bin in the hospital.
Oh yeah, I don't know anything about it. I didn't even click on it, so I know nothing. Do you know anything about my case?
I know. My case is really sad. I saw what you posted, but I didn't read it.
Yeah, sense. We don't read each other's shit. Fuck
no,
that,
we no. don't, because quite often we do cases about
it. Yeah, so. Exactly. No, my case is really, really sad. Obviously, it is a child murder, so mm-hmm. if this does affect you, probably don't listen to it.
Yeah, but or I this feel one. Like it's kind of what the podcast is. So.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, mine's really sad. And mine's quite recent. Well, it's a lockdown happening, right. Another lockdown case yeah. for me. I don't know if yours would have been. Would yours
no,
been?
No, I after. Believe it was last year. This year?
Yeah, I know it's recent-ish.
Very recent, yeah.
But then if you think of lockdown, it was like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
You can't, I'm not out. No, it wasn't. It was like last year.
Yeah. I posted something the other day.
I saw it.
Yeah. It said something about when I think about... Somebody the 80s. Says something about the 1980s, and I'm like, yeah, 20 years ago. And then realised 20 years ago, it was like the 2000s.
Like, we were like, had bleached blonde strands of hair at the front.
The front.
And had our hair slicked back with gel.
Of
massive hoop earrings
yeah.
with white lipstick. Yeah. It was like, it
blue
wasn't white,
eyeshadow.
Was it? Oh, yeah.
A bit of blue eyeshadow.
And it wouldn't even blend in, it was just yep. blue eyeshadow.
Yeah, and foundation that didn't match your neck. Brilliant.
At all. Didn't Brilliant. Match, no contouring at all.
No. Just... And those big shoes, like the big
Oh, I love
shoes
them.
That we'd wear to yeah. school.
How I walked in them.
How
did my
them?
Mum even, why did my mum even buy me them? My daughter has Air Forces.
Yeah.
Like, they go in flats.
Yeah.
If we wore flats to school,
we probably have better backs now, to be fair.
We probably would, but we probably would have been bullied to wear flats. I remember I used to always wear my trainers.
Yeah.
I used to go into school with my shoes on. And I used to have to go, because I was naughty. So I used to have to go into the exclusion room,
yeah.
which every time my daughter's in trouble, I'm like, the exclusion room, they're like the reset room. I'm like, oh yeah, when I was in school, it's the exclusion room. Sorry
yeah.
about that. But I used to have to go in the exclusion room and get them to sign my report to see if I was in uniform. Then I'd walk out and just change into my trainers. And then Mum might just go to a lesson. And they'd be like, you're in trainers. I'm like, yeah, I can't remember what his name was. Can you remember what his name was? That
Harrison.
Fat guy.
Mr.
Yeah.
Harrison.
I'm like, Mr. Harrison said I'm allowed to wear trainers, so he signed it because he'd signed. Oh, I got away with it for like literally the whole time I was there. I got away with that. Idiot. Yeah.
Briony was a little shit.
Yeah, I was very, very naughty at school.
You weren't naughty.
Yeah, but, I mean, look at me now. Look at me now.
No, you're doing very well for yourself.
Oh, yeah, great. Yeah, definitely, yeah. Yeah, I literally had to ask someone else, so what hours did you work? Because I've underpaid somebody. She's like, you've underpaid me? I'm like, oh. Shit.
No, I'm not embezzling your money. I'm just
yeah.
that stupid.
Yeah, I am. I didn't write it down. I was like, ah. Sure, but I'm sure you did that last week. And I looked at my calendar, I was like, I'd like to go back on my messages. So I was like, oh no, yeah, it was this week.
But you're doing your best, and that's all that counts.
I mean, she got paid for one thing. What
yeah.
does she want? What more does she want? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she should get paid a week behind.
Good thing with you is you're not afraid to admit when you're wrong.
Oh no, I just underpaid her and didn't think about it. Just yeah, great, cool. But yeah, so anyway, so that is Lucy Letby so far.
It is, yeah. go onto our Facebook page. We are still doing the giveaway, which we are posting out this week. Sorry for those of you that have been waiting quite a while.
Yeah.
But we are posting them out next week. So hopefully you'll receive them in the very,
unless I eat some stuff that's in there on the way home. I might have to take a little bag for myself because I might do that.
I'll do you a little.
Basically, Sam's trusting me to not eat any sweets.
Yeah, I'm trusting Bryony to post them as well. So if you don't get them in the next week or so,
it's because I haven't posted them.
Yeah.
No, I might walk up. I'll post them, yeah.
Yeah, but we still have got a few bits. We are running actually very, very low. So if you want something, get in there.
Yeah, and it's nice. It's free. You get like a nice little pen. You get some stickers.
It's just a little thank you. We're nearly up to 60,000 now, aren't we, listeners?
Yeah, which is lovely. And what I will say is, basically full on fangirling.
Right.
Over 1 minute remaining podcast.
Okay.
When he would literally liked our page. I saw it. I was like, no way. And then he messaged me on Instagram and I was like, oh my God. I was like, oh my God, your podcast's amazing. He's like, thanks for shouting me out. I'm like, oh my God, you didn't listen to ours. Ours is shit. Literally, it's like, fuck, what episode would he have listened to? Because I can't remember when I shouted him out. I hope it was a good one.
I think it was the Letby one.
Oh shit. I hope not.
I think it was.
Oh, you have to listen to his podcast. It's amazing. Someone must have told him, though, because I never tagged him.
Don't know.
So someone must have told him for him to just come and listen to our podcast. But yeah, his podcast is amazing. 1 minute remaining. He has done a case about the guy that won the lottery. He won millions of pounds in America. Mm. And then he was found dead under someone's, not even patio. They just dug a hole to bury £1 million in. And then the hole was dug up, the £1 million was taken out, and he was buried under there dead. And the woman, Denise, I can't remember her name. The woman that was arrested for it is obviously claiming she was his friend and she was helping him and stuff. Mm. She was saying to the 1 minute remaining guy, I've got these audio clips and I'll prove it to you that they basically made me say that I shot him because this guy was going to take the rap for it, but I had to tell him what happened, and it was undercover police and they were recording me. Mm. And then you're like, does this shit really go on? And it really fucking does go on. Crazy. Anyway, she admitted it. She had recordings and they had recordings, but their recordings were different to her recordings because they obviously edited stuff out.
Sounds very much like Johnny Depp Amber Heard.
Exactly. And she's telling him she's got these recordings. And they take fucking months to come, months and months and months. And then he gets them and he's like, honestly thought she was lying. Like, because she was like, yeah, I've sent them. Yeah, I definitely sent them. He's like, well, I haven't got them yet. She's like, yeah, definitely sent them. Yeah, definitely. And he's like, okay, well, we'll wait a little bit longer and see. And she's obviously claiming her innocence. And I believe she is innocent. But his podcast is not about proving if they're innocent or guilty. His is about them just telling their story.
Yeah.
And it's massive because you don't get many convicted criminals get to tell their story. We tell their story for them.
Yeah.
And sometimes, but honestly, go and listen. There's so many amazing cases on there. So many.
1 minute remaining.
1 minute remaining. Go and listen to it because he is amazing. And also stuff for the little children because she is amazing as well.
But I told you, didn't I? I stopped listening, although we have a true crime podcast. I stopped listening to them now because the only time I get is bedtime. And I'm having some fucked up nightmares, so I had to stop listening to him. But I will start again.
I work a lot, so I get to listen to him then. Yeah. I've got a lot that I listen to. I tell you another one as well. The prosecutors.
Right.
They are immensely amazing. They are amazing. They really do in-depth cases. They do like not just one or two episodes, they're like seven or eight episodes.
Oh, yeah.
And they have just I'm probably saying it wrong, but Adan Saeed and Haman Lee, he was a young guy, like, I don't know, 15, 16, that was convicted of her murder. I think he's just got out of prison. He had a massive, like, fan following. It's really difficult to say if he's innocent or guilty.
Okay.
Because he's got someone telling the police that he's done it, and things match up.
Yeah,
but then this guy could have done it and just dropped this other guy in it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, it's this they've done what's her name as well, Casey Anthony. But I thought I'm not going to do her as a case. I am started watching it the other day, then stopped. I'm going to do her. If you know her new documentary,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to watch that with Tim, and I'm I'm going to take notes from him because he doesn't know anything about it.
Okay.
And see if he thinks she's innocent or guilty.
Ah.
And then I will then come on and speak about
what
that.
He said.
Yeah, about her and her little documentary.
Okay.
Because I feel like you can put it all in because she puts it all in her little own way, doesn't she, as far as I'm aware. But I've only watched like half of the one episode.
Okay.
And I've got pissed off a bit, so I turn it off.
Yeah. Did piss me off.
But she literally is just telling what happened, but in her own version.
Yeah, where she's innocent and everything.
Yeah, she knew nothing wrong, and her dad's such a bastard.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's what I thought I'd do. I'm going to quiz Tim on it and see, because he doesn't know the case at all.
Yeah.
And I haven't said. He's like, is she guilty? I'm like, well, I mean, you know, she there was a court case. He's like, so she's in prison. I'm like, well, no, she's doing a documentary. He's like, oh, so she did go out of prison. I'm like, you have to wait and see.
Yeah.
I don't want him to know.
I'll be interested, yeah.
And he won't Google it because he's retarded, isn't he? Yeah, exactly. It involves effort. But yeah, I just want to get his view on it, and then I'm going to write
somebody
it all down.
Somebody that knows nothing. Yeah,
yeah, and see what he thinks.
That's quite interesting. I like it.
Yeah, but yeah, I thought I'd do that instead of the case. Because it's been done so many times.
Yeah.
And if somebody is, somebody did say they did want to come on and do it, and if they do want to come on, they're more than welcome to still come on and do it, but I'm going to do that bit, I think.
Okay, cool.
Right, much love, everybody. Bye, bye, bye.